In 1989, this song was a huge hit for the band Lovin' Rockets. So Alive went to number 3 on the pop charts back then, but the band was never able to replicate that success. If they could make a song like that, isn't it possible they had other music worth hearing? Well, it used to be that when you had a question like that, you'd go to your local record store. Not too many of those left. But in Minneapolis, there's one that has been an institution for more than 50 years. Electric Fetus. Weird name, cool store. We asked the store's buyer, Jim Novak, about Lovin' Rockets. His pick for our series, One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.
Lovin' Rockets was a rock band that formed kind of out of the ashes of Bauhaus. And Bauhaus was one of the early founders of the kind of goth rock movement. Three members of that band decided to do their own thing. So Alive was kind of a departure from the earlier sound of the band. So Alive is kind of glam with background singers, and it's kind of slick. It's this really crafted thing. Whereas a lot of the earlier directions the band went was a lot more experimental. And, you know, what I like about the band is kind of the grittier, darker sound. So Alive was off of their fourth album. You know, it was great that they were discovered, but, you know, if I was introducing someone to this band, it would be a song from their second record called Yin and Yang, the Flower Pot Man. This song, it's like a 6-minute train ride that is all fuzzed out and psychedelic, and you don't know if this is a safe train or not. It's an intense song that really just takes you on this journey. You don't know exactly how it's going to end. They really were a foundation for kind of what alternative rock became in the 90s. I mean, this is years before Nirvana, years before Wonderwall. And these guys influenced a lot of the bands that became alternative in the 90s.
That's Jim Novak with the record store Electric Fetus in Minneapolis. Yin and Yang, the Flower Pot Man by Lovin' Rockets is his choice for our series, One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.